That would be how I got into it, because Greta Garrow, I was a dance teacher and I used to do ballet.
Yeah, that's right, she did ballet and she did choreography, and
yes.
Mind you, it was terribly amateurish, but when you look back, we were good for the ages we were, and we went round old people's homes and gave concerts.
How old are you in that?
I would think about 17, 18, that sort of time, that sort of
and
age.
And how did you get into it?
Because I was always with Sheila. Denise's sister has always been a very, very good friend of mine, really from childhood. I mean, I've known Denise since she was the youngest, and she was this tiny little beautiful little child. And they lived in Longcroft Lane. Somehow or other, Murphy Radio didn't have enough of their own staff to join the concert party that they wanted to form. So I don't know whether Sheila heard about it or I did, but Sheila, Jean and I joined it, and we had such a lot of fun.
Oh,
and goodness. Our husbands-to-be were like the stagehands, because I've been married 62 years. So he was like, before I married, he was doing the curtains along with Joe, Sheila's husband, and all the other...
Oh,
Sheila's husband-to-be, I should say, yeah.
So
that's how we joined, and I can't remember when I left.
What time are we talking about in those photographs?
So, 18, call it 20 off of 80, it would be 63.
40s.
Late 40s.
Two off, so, yeah.
So you're doing it late 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
And you stayed with it for the whole time, or did it stop at a certain time?
To be honest,
I know
we did a lot, but I honestly can't remember whether it disbanded. I just can't remember.
Well, the man who ran it was
Dickie Wallace.
Dick Wallace.
Yeah, I know the name.
He's not here.
I know he died a long time ago.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he was
still,
a nice man.
Ramshaw.
Yeah, yes. He was a nice man. See, my memories of it now, obviously not so good, you know, but I can't honestly remember whether it disbanded or whether I just got married and went, you know, I got married at 20.
Yes.
You know, so...
That was a normal age for getting
well,
married.
Well, it was, you did. Yes. Yeah, you'd think twice about it now.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm in that.
So you're entertaining. So you trained.
Well, no, we didn't
rehearse,
have any.
We had to rehearse.
Yeah, I wasn't trained as in the canteen at Murphy Radio. We used to go once a week or whatever in the evening, and I lived not far there where the canteen was. Mm-hmm. So everything. So used to walk up and have rehearsals, and of course these two were the teacher and choreographer.
Yes, that's Greta Garrard. And
Dalhousie. That's her surname. I can't even think of her first name. We did just call her Dal.
Hill was her.
Oh, that was it. Hill, yeah. Dalhousie. Yeah, Hill. And this lady is still alive and lives in Old Welling. I should have phoned her, but I thought about it.
What show did you say? Because you mentioned that you recognise it as one of the shows that you did.
This was the Skaters' Waltz. And I can remember standing on the side of the stage, and they used to do this lovely coming round and a crisscross where you were.
Yeah, it was pretty, really. Yeah, it was.
Down to perfect timing, no doubt.
Mm. I don't know. We were quite amateurish, really.
Cotton wool, snow, costumes.
I haven't got a photograph, and it's a shame I haven't. We did the can-can.
Oh.
And that was blackout material and stiffened cardboard for the hats and bandages for all the frills. Sewing on these bandages forevermore. I haven't got one photograph of that.
But it's lovely you've got
shame.
Group photographs.
Yeah, well,
it's just lovely.
Like someone's
lovely to
see.
That's great that you've got, because I always remember that.
So who made your costumes? Was it sort of mum doing?
We did it all between us, I think. You know, I mean, I wasn't much of a sewer. My mum was a sewer.
Mm.
Tailoress, really. So,
it would
help. Yeah, so we all pumped. And, of course, Sheila Iris was... Yeah, Iris, my sister, was a tailoress at Cresta Silks.
Oh,
she was in the Land Army as well, at first, and then in the Women's Royal Air Force, where she was a tailoress. So she always used to make our clothes when we were kids. So everybody would have helped and done something,
you know.
But if it was left to me and that one, it's
and
an
then
awful
the chaps at Murphy's.
Oh, that's me.
Is that you?
So awful.
Brilliant. Oh, brilliant.
How lovely.
So they were very make-do, the costumes, really.
Yes.
But, you know.
Brilliant.
And you went... So were you doing one show a year or continuing?
Oh, no.
Shows?
No, we went round old people's homes. This one is at the community centre at Woodhall. So, and there you can see Dickie Wallace isn't on it, so I don't know where he was. But you remember Jimmy Hughes, comedian, and He was the magician.
We haven't got the man who played the musical saw.
No.
Diane Williams. He used to play. He had a extraordinary saw.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah,
there's a great talent, this is.
Yes. Yeah. And a violin bow.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he would waggle his leg.
And this one
and
here.
Play music on the musical
I did an Apache dance with at the Red Lion at Hatfield.
Lovely.
And that's Olive, who's in New Zealand, been there for many years. But of course, she comes back.
Yes,
she's coming back this year, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to ring her up and tell her about this. And I've seen, I haven't seen Vivian. I've seen Pat, who's not on here. She must have come later. Mm. That's Ken Nichols, one of Jean's boyfriends, but she never married him. She married Tony. Dave Pickering, he was the undertaker.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. See, that was taken at Woodhall, definitely.
So you see, Pickering was an undertaker.
We were doing the gypsy dance there. I mean, that's it. Wonderful. That's all I can remember. Yeah, you know, whether it's mother or father, I can't remember now. But.
So with the Mer Follies, you were just going out, you were entertaining.
Yeah, we were entertaining old folks.
Raising money as well for the charities.
Money. Yeah, for charities. It was all voluntary. We didn't get any money for it. We weren't. Because once you do that, you lose your amateur status anyway, and you can't do that then.
And Dick Wallace, the chap that ran it, he was a cartoonist. And he used to do those drawings on stage, remember? He used to enter
he was
part
very
of the
clever.
Entertainment. He was disabled, though.
He was, but I can't remember what was wrong with him. You didn't take things in. But somehow or other, in between, I went...
It had all changed, hadn't it?
Yes, yes. So I can't remember when I left or how I left or why I left, but I would think I was probably in it a couple of years.
Mm. I don't know how long I was in it, but...
But you were there, so it's about 10 years old.
I was about... I was born in 1939.
Yeah, you're a lot younger.
I was about between 8 and 10.
Yes.
I was quite young. I can remember lots of the
just getting in through your friends and...
Well, through the Greater Garrard. Yes. I used to go to ballet dancing.
Yes.
And shoot through her.
Introduced her.
Yes, and the other two also used to go to her for ballet. That's Vivian Cullen and Maureen Bartholomew, the other two acrobats.
Right. So you used to do an acrobatic show as well as...
We used to do a little acrobat show, and then there would be the hillbilly show. Because I can remember singing I'm a Lonely Little Petunia in an Onion.
I would think that was probably well after me, don't you? That would have been me. Yeah, because if I would have only been there a couple of years. So,
unless it was before.
And I married at 20, so...
Yeah. Difficult to get the timing.
Yeah,
well,
if
I was eight
and 10, she's so much younger.
So I'd be 1948 to 49.
When you were there,
yes.
Ah, so yes, it was. It had a reasonably
late
long
40s.
Life, didn't it?
Yeah, it did have. Yeah, it did have.
Yeah, what happened in the end, I can't say.
You know, there was a big fete in the Garden City, like they used to have on the playing fields, the sports fields over town. Mm. They used to ask us to come along and entertain.
Mm.
There was all sorts of things. We were always doing something, you know.
Quite a sort of a variety. You used to go to the theatre sort of to a variety.
And one of the ladies' mothers
used to
play the piano.
It was a variety show.
Basically. Yeah, like a variety show. There was a good variety of things, you know.
Hawaiian number.
Hawaiian number.
Used to sing.
I can remember that now. Yes. It's sort of this little.
I remember the music. And the lady used to sing. I can't remember who. I think. It was a dark hair. Was it?
Oh, it was Olive.
Was it,
it
Olive?
Been Olive.
Used to sing
Olive sang
in like a foreign language.
Olive still sings to this day in New Zealand. She still sings in. She's got a lovely voice.
Oh, does she still sing?
Yeah.
Skater's Waltz.
Dunhousie.
Hillbilly number.
Yeah.
Singing on my own.
Yeah.
The song I'd love to record?
We did
the
bells.
I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch.
Could you sing it for me?
No. Well, I tried. No. Well, I never sang.
I can.
But I played, the triangle, the bell, and we had the
bells.
Yes.
Those are bells. Yes,
the
they used to do the bell.
Yeah.
The bells
we did a lot, really, didn't we?
It was a variety.
Yes, definitely. It's a shame it wasn't recorded on some ancient video recorder.
I can
remember
doing one show where all the lights went out.
God.
We didn't know what the heck we were. We were in hysterics. Absolute hysterics. You know, oh, dear. Yeah, my childhood was really
magical,
fun. We
didn't
have hardly any money. We had lots of fun. Murphy Radio Sports Day was where we used to go and do the Mer Follies.
And we also
in a big field
used to have
somewhere.
A big area covered with a dance floor. And
that's
and in the evening, we'd have a dance.
That's right.
That's where I met
end to a wonderful day. Yeah.